Good morning, happy Sunday, and welcome to the Power Walk. You know what time it is. Let's get into it. Okay, did you hear the closing of the Power Walk last episode? We got music, y'all. We got music. I actually just want to take a moment to just pause right here because I want y'all to hear a snippet of this track. Because I've been in the lab. I've been creating music. I have been inspired. I have been so joyous in the recreation and the reinvention of who I am and what God has for me and really stepping into my full power. And I feel great. I feel great. And I'll feel even better when those papers are all signed and done with, so I can go through this process and be set free. Okay? So I want you to listen to this.
Lisa, speak up, show up. We're walking through the lies they told. Yeah. The systems they built to break us, and the silence they try to keep us in. But I've got one question.
Hey, hey,
did I lie?
Hey,
Is this the power walk, baby, not a pity parade? Truth on my tongue and the petty never fades. Systems may shake, but my voice gon' stand. I walk with God.
So I have been working on a new album, and the album is titled Holy Ghost Clapbacks Volume 1. For those of you that don't know, I'm a preacher's kid, and I'm one of the preacher kids' misfits. And we are taking gospel to a whole nother level. If you've missed the conversation with Maverick Music, we'll have to unpack that at another time. I'm not going to go too deep into that debacle, but what I will say though is that there's a lot of conversations about gospel music right now. And for those saints, I hope that you're tuning in and being intentional. So Holy Ghost Clapbacks Volume 1. Very, very excited about it. My latest single, Amazing Snitch, has been played several times, a few hundred times at this point. And I can't wait for this to continue to skyrocket. For those of you that don't know, or maybe have missed different parts and chapters of my journey, I am very loud and proud to be the founder of Make Snitching Great Again, MSGA, baby. And I am a certified snitch. 2 years ago, I celebrated completing my coursework at Hillsborough Community College for my private investigator's license, which, that has had an interesting journey too. The agency that I was going to work for is in Tampa. And shortly after I finished my coursework, I relocated to Tallahassee. And according to state statute, there's a certain distance that you have to be in with your sponsored agency. So currently, right now, I don't have an agency because I would need to find one that is close to my mailing address, which is in Tallahassee. Unfortunately, but also fortunately, I haven't been able to do the networking required to find the right agency in Tallahassee that would be a good fit. But also, with everything that was going on, I moved abroad. So I wrote an article, I can't wait for y'all to read it, about me purchasing my ticket to Colombia, and I've been traveling different parts of South America since. I'm currently in Peru, and there's another country that I'll be traveling to in the next couple of weeks. And I can't wait to share with y'all where we're going next. But until then, I just want to just uplift that God is so good. So I seen an article posted here about the layoffs with the Department of Education workers. And as you know, I've talked about this on this very same podcast about the dismantling of education. There are some things that are going to have to happen in order to keep these school systems afloat when many of them are in deficits. The next thing that I do want to uplift, just a reminder to parents and caregivers, as it relates to these cell phones and these devices that your children have, whether it's a tablet, AirPods, smartwatches, and even smart glasses. We've entered into that territory now. The state of Florida, they have created laws that said that your child should not have access to their phone during instructional time, that it needs to be put away in their backpack, their purse, in a designated safe space. But it should not be out, meaning your children shouldn't be walking around the hallways with AirPods in, listening to music. Your child shouldn't be sending messages to you or anybody else while school is in session, particularly for elementary and middle, and they have some different carve-outs for high school. But essentially, they are trying to do away with cell phones altogether in the classroom. Back in 2019, I published an article that was picked up by the Tampa Bay Times, highlighting the need for social media regulation. And I'm glad that I've been one of the fighters in this and advocating for our children to be removed from these distractions. We are seeing reports that children are committing suicide and is the second leading cause of death. It is the second leading cause of death. Children that have made the decision that they do not want to live here and be alive anymore. And if that statistic doesn't illuminate the need for more regulation, I'm not sure what will. But not just any type of regulation, because we do have performative type of regulation. So I've been very vocal and a critic of House Bill 3. That some legislators called a legacy bill. And I am still stunned by the word choice of that. But House Bill 3 bans children under the age of 14 from being on social media. Well, a good look on TikTok and Instagram could tell you that that's not happening. That's not being enforced. In fact, it's actually costing the state resources because it's actively being litigated. Also, the state of Florida is suing Snapchat. Here's the receipt. The state of Florida claims that Snapchat is not protecting children and is not providing information to law enforcement timely, which harms their investigation in matters, particularly with crimes against children. Now, I believe that I talked about this back in April on this podcast, and I'll have to go back and reference it and put it in the show notes so that you can go back and see that episode. I actually shared a clip of the Attorney General speaking about Snapchat. And he also spoke about Roblox, which I can't wait to tap into that. But did you know that there's an app? And let me not just say app, because there's actually multiple apps that do this very same thing. But do you know that there are apps that can actually make people naked? And it makes a realistic photo of them naked. It is a type of deep fake AI that is used to make explicit content. And here's a link here of where an educator was caught up using pictures of children to create porn. And here's a receipt here of how an educator used AI to frame somebody at their school. You see the theme here is that these apps are getting more sophisticated and they're becoming more dangerous. And I'm going back to parents and caregivers. We need to be very intentional with the apps that children have downloaded on their phone, how they use the phone, how they use the tablet, who they're communicating with, who are they engaging with, who are they following, who do they look up to. All of those things are very, very important. As our educators and our children are entering a new school year, I just want to take a moment of pause so that I could pray. Because the things that are happening in our education system is not okay, is not sustainable, and ultimately, there needs to be a complete overhaul on what's happening. And with this current administration, I don't know what that's going to look like. And so I just want to take a moment to just pray. Dear God, our creator, I thank you. God, I thank you for the privilege to be able to stand here right now and to pray for the people that are listening to this podcast or watching this podcast, to the educators, to the students, to the administrators, to the parents, to the caregivers, to the community. God, I ask you that you continue to be with each one of us as we navigate our journey. And God, I'm saying a special prayer to our educators that are working on the front lines in our education system. I am praying for our students that are entering these spaces so that they can be prepared for life. The future generation that is coming up, God, I ask you that you uplift the children that are entering these spaces, that they are free from harm and indoctrination, that they're able to be free to just be and allow them to be able to orchestrate their path and use the education and skills that they're learning to build a prosperous and thriving future for themselves and their families to come. God, I pray for the administrative staff that is dealing with so many obstacles and red and blue tape all over the politicized educational system. God, I pray that you uplift everyone that is touching and impacting the students in any way. From our custodial staff, from our cafeteria workers, to our bus drivers, to our case managers, to our school psychologists, our social workers, and all of the different people that I failed to mention, God, you know my heart. And every person that has a direct impact or indirect impact on our children, God, I uplift them during this time. God, I pray for this administration. I don't know what is going on truly, but what I do know is that I'm going to continue to pray and give you praise, glory, and the honor because you're worthy, God. But I do have questions, and I just want that to be on record as I am praying because all of us need clarity as to how we move forward with what is happening, God. And I pray that this school year be free from distractions, that is free from further harm, and that we're able to get the resources to pull in to make sure that we're educating our students, that we're not disciplining them disproportionately, and that we're holding space for all children. God, I ask you that you just bless this world and this climate that we're in. And I ask you that you take your mighty hand and fix it, because we need it, God. We need you, God. I thank you, Lord. Amen. The stuff that's happening just doesn't make sense. You have the leadership that is upset that someone is doing their job and is reporting the stats. And because they do not like what's being reported, their job is being threatened. You have people that are serving on financial boards that are resigning, that now opens the door to allow Donald Trump to appoint someone else in that position. You have people that are leaving their jobs, being displaced from their jobs, and not knowing where to turn, not knowing what to do, not knowing how they're going to survive out here. It is so much that is going on out here. And I just pray and will continue to uplift every single person that I see and come in contact with, whether you like me or not. One thing about it is that I'm going to speak truth to power. I'm going to be unapologetically me. And while there might be people that don't like what I say, might not like my approach, take it up with God. Take it up with God. And when I said that I was taking my life back, I meant that. And I said that I was going to honor the three keys: accountability, transparency, and integrity. And here's the pledge. The pledge from Teaching for the Culture. As you navigate today, I hope that you have an amazing start to your week. Again, today is Sunday, and you might not listen to this on a Sunday. Whenever you listen to this, I hope that you do have a good week. I hope that you are able to accomplish all the things that you've set your mind to. I hope that you find your freedom and fulfillment in the midst of the chaos and the noise. I hope that you're able to find your passion and align yourself to that and not have to feel like you have to be warped into this capitalistic society where performance is weaponized as worth and productivity is linked to your value. I am praying and manifesting that you're able to walk unapologetically and have peace doing so, because you deserve it. You're worthy. And I'm just here to remind you of that, that you are worthy, that you deserve the best. And as I'm out here navigating this mission, I've made it my pledge, my duty, that I was going to honor these three keys, that I was going to use my story to change the world, and that I was going to pull the mask off and show up unapologetically. And I thank God for that. So I'm currently 2 miles in. I'm going to go listen to my Holy Ghost Clapbacks Volume 1, and I can't wait for y'all to be able to stream it and listen to it, because I'm going to give God praise. But I also need to let the world know that I am petty. So please pray for me. I'm petty and I'm a snitch, a certified one. So don't try me. Try Jesus. I'm sending y'all love, light, and peace. Make today amazing. And until next time, peace.